Hello, welcome to Newspox. Have you heard the news?
It's September the 11th.
It's 5 years. I've forgotten where I was when the planes crashed into the Twin Towers.
Have you?
Yeah, I've forgotten.
Gosh, I remember where I was.
So do I really, it was a joke.
Oh.
Was it sick?
Where were you?
It was at Andy's house, or the Fat Bloke office, as it was called.
Wow.
And Andy had gone out with Ben Wilbond for his birthday lunch.
But that was ruined.
Well, they came back and I was in the street going, guess what?
You went out into the street, you took to the streets.
Yeah, I went, guess what? Then we ate some, and then we watched it on telly and ate some birthday cake that I'd made. It's nice. Nice cake.
So you got to stop work for the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. What did you do?
I was in the back office at the Pleasance. Mm-hmm. Got a text message from Charlie Ivans saying, fucking hell. Switch the news on.
And you were like, I'm in the back
office. So I didn't. I wrote back saying, why, what's happened? He said, Twin Towers have collapsed. Or no, something has happened to one of the Twin Towers. I wrote back going, where are they?
No.
Then I thought, oh, something's going on here. So I went upstairs, switched the television on, and we all crowded around and watched the second plane going to the second tower. We watched it for a bit. We all started to feel a bit sick. And then Chris Grady said, switch it off now and let someone go back to work.
I was talking to someone about what an arsehole he was yesterday.
He is an arsehole.
I did a good text to someone on September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked a burst of split up, and someone seems to be attacking New York. Sent that to someone. I like the fact that I prioritised picked a burst splitting up.
Did that happen 5 years ago?
Yes. I know, don't.
Really?
Let's not go there. So, what's the news, apart from the fact that something happened 5 years ago on this day?
5 years, really?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt pulled a funny face.
Brilliant.
It's 5 years, really?
Yeah. I've got, in the Know magazine today, I'm showing it you.
Yeah? Never seen it before.
It's new. I've seen it advertised on the telly, and it's only 50p. I thought I'd get that, because they've made it look like it's got full of topical stuff.
Uh-huh.
And there's an advert where a king goes round, like an Indian prince or something, goes round a woman's house, she's sitting in the back garden gossiping to her friends about having slightly misshapen breasts. True fact. And he goes, oh, I'm going to meet the queen, will you give me some facts and some topical stuff to talk about? She goes, yeah, I've got in the Know magazine. And she gives him some ideas.
Is this an advert or did it happen?
No, this is an advert.
Okay.
So I thought that'd be good, that'd be interesting, I'll get some new... To be honest, it's a little bit...
So what would he talk to the Queen about?
She said, oh, what about dysfunctional families? And he went, oh no, that's the joke. But my favourite joke is, it's quite common to have one a bit lower than the other. that's my favourite bit of the effort. Anyway, it's for Women Who Want More for a Weekly. It's a little bit patronising.
Mm-hmm.
It's only stories about girls.
Right.
So we've got, there's How to Look Younger. Guess how old that man is? This is a doctor, he thinks he's got, he's Dr. Prakash.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks he's got the secret to eternal youth. How old would you say he was?
I'd say he was about 76, 77.
Really?
Yeah.
He's 55, but he does have the secret to eternal youth.
Really?
Yeah.
Well done, him.
There's a Mexican town where the women are in charge. That's a brief story. It's a story about the Muslim Miss UK, or Great Britain, whatever she is. About girls being more violent than boys. It's sort of general stuff. It's mainly pictures of girls and really articles about shopping and doing your hair. So it's not really that difficult from a normal women's magazine. Mm-hmm. So if you want news, I wouldn't go for
maybe though. Listen to Radio 4 in the morning,
yeah, or watch BBC News 24. Jeremy Vine on Radio 2, recommend that highly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to be reviewing Funnier Than Ever.
What's that?
Joke Factory, over 18s only.
It's like a rag week thing, isn't it, that you bought in the street yesterday?
It's like a rag week. In fact, he did say it was rag week, but actually what he forgot to tell me was that it was creating self-employment for the unemployed. And it's not for charity. The money went into his pocket. It's fine, I don't mind. I've got a little magazine from him, but it's all jokes stolen from other things.
It's basic cut and pasting, isn't it?
I'll give you an example, see if you think it's good. My wife showed away with my best friend. Gee, I miss him. The Tory party is the cream of society, thick and rich and full of clots.
This is very, very teens, isn't it? Not surprised it's filth like that.
Well, this is filthy. If pornography
relieves
sexual frustration, why aren't cookbooks given to the hungry?
In a way, that's quite a good question. But does pornography relieve sexual frustration, or is it wanking?
I don't think either does, myself. They stop you thinking about it for 10 minutes. Why don't they have ice cubes in Ireland?
Dunno. No.
Oh, because they lost the recipe.
That's a joke. That's a racist joke about how the Irish are stupid.
What's the definition of a virgin sheep?
One who has been shagged by a Welsh farmer.
One that can run faster than the shepherd.
Right, let's do some proper news. I've looked on the internet and I found some stories because I couldn't quite bear to really rely on In the Know magazine.
Okay.
Number one, there's a... I don't know if this was in your paper. A counsellor has been brainwashing her clients and she's swindled £200,000 out of them. So she was counselling an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and she got this alcoholic to lend her loads of money, and then the alcoholic ran out of money. Had to take a loan out to get some more money to give her. She frittered away, I think. My favourite bit is that she told the alcoholic that she should carry on drinking because if she didn't, she might have a fit. So that's not very professional.
And the alcoholic didn't go in home and report this to somebody, this new bit of information to somebody, and they went, ooh.
Well, she's told the court. It was fantastic news. Any alcoholic wants to be told they can drink.
Surely she'd say, oh yeah, my counselling went well today.
Well, it turns out I'm not an alcoholic after all. I've realised something.
What?
I'll tell you later.
Are you an alcoholic?
No. I was thinking about how I went to that counsellor and she said that I wasn't mad. And then she asked me for £10,000.
Did she? Russell Brand has hit back at Danny Minogue.
Oh, she's been
slagging him. Danny Minogue has reportedly called him a vile predator. He said, it's out of order. I'm just a man. I'm a bit chatty. I like girls. I'd like a girlfriend.
No, you wouldn't. Russell Brand related news.
Oh, yeah.
I think we reported last week that a rape was committed.
Yeah.
A drug rape. What do they call that thingy when they do that?
Date rape.
Yes, don't remember. Some Rohypnol was given out in Russell Brand's flat in Edinburgh. Trevor Locke, the comedian, the small-faced comedian, has been charged. And Russell Brand has been defending Trevor Locke, who didn't appear on the radio with Russell Brand like he normally does yesterday.
Well, it's a horrible thing to be...
It's a horrible thing to be accused of if you haven't done it.
Yeah, I can't imagine he did.
Well, everyone's always very nice, but...
I mean, he's called Trevor.
But he is called Locke, and that's kind of like the name.
I know, it could become a euphemism. I'll put you in a Trevor Locke. I'll rape you. Or some, you know, I'll Trevor Locke my legs.
But the thing is, you know, Russell Brand said he didn't do it, so, you know, that's good enough, I think. And then at the end, this is from Chortle, which isn't really news at all. Mm-hmm. It's a comedy website. But he also starred in a stand-up show in his own right and performed in 1999 at the Festival in the number one show alongside Daniel Kitson and Andrew Maxwell. I was a flyer of that show.
Oh.
So I just thought I'd...
He appeared with Sarah Kendall as well in that show, What Everyone Wants at the Pleasance in 2000.
Yes. He's been in lots of...
He owes us £71.
He does. The rapist lock owes us £71.
£71.50.
Well, let's not let get away with that 50p. You could buy some more hip
with that. I might phone him up later because, you know, if he's in prison...
But he's not in prison, he's just... he's been charged.
No, I don't want us to, you know, not be able to get it at all.
Well, that's that news.
Actually, he's one of my friends on MySpace.
He is, isn't he? Yeah. Maybe we'll send him a supportive message.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's go and have a look at his... Yeah, we'll look at his site in a bit, see what everyone's saying.
Prince William's getting pelted with potatoes at Sandhurst today. He's practicing being, you know, having potatoes thrown at him and what he would do in that situation. Which is hopefully to hold up a big shield.
Is that what they do in war these days?
Yeah, it's all done with potatoes. Especially in Ireland. And Russia.
11 million GP appointments are missed every year. Facts. From that magazine, I've got the name of, in the name.
Steve Irwin, they're going to show his snuff movie. Well, they're talking about showing it. Apparently, at some point in the past, he said if he did get killed by a wild animal, he'd like it to be shown. So, I'm sure it will come out eventually. It's the sort of thing that will.
It'll be on the internet.
It'll be a pop picture of it next week, won't it?
Yeah. Britain's divorce rate is down 8%. The lowest for 5 years.
That's good.
Good sign for people getting married. Our cars are twice as dirty as our toilets, which is a bad sign for people who have a car. It's filthy in there.
Yes. There's been a Birdman festival. One Birdman, normally they try and make a little bit of a...
Just like a... Plane. I don't know what they call it. When you make an ad hoc flying machine.
You try and fly, in some bit of shit. Normally they try and make a bit of an aeroplane of some description or attach some wings. This guy has just stuck some feathers to himself with some tar and it didn't work.
Never mind. But he had a good time.
Nice day out.
Yeah, nice day out. He participated.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
As I said earlier, girls are becoming increasingly violent, young teenage girls. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I'm glad I'm not a teenager. I mean, in many ways, I'd like to be a teenage girl. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. But in other ways, I'm glad I'm not, because they're very violent, and I think I probably would be bullied for being quite fantastically attractive. Like this girl, she got bullied because she had massive tits. I think it was because she was a bit porky. That's probably why she had massive tits. She just lost some weight, but she had surgery instead of being reduced.
Ridiculous.
Apparently, the average age of a female criminal has fallen from 16 to 14.
God.
Violence against the person accounted just 3% of recorded crimes by girls under 15. This has now tripled to more than 10%. I guess since the early 1990s. In 2004, three times as many girls as boys were excluded from school. They're basically like a bunch of little bitches.
There's a lot of horrible girls at my school like that, if you looked at them the wrong way, they'd be threatening to stab you. But, you think, what are they going home to? Must be horrible.
Well, good news for the older woman. Women aged 18 to 44 who are worth 1 million or more outnumber their male counterparts for the first time.
Good.
They reckon within 15 years, more women than men will be on the rich list.
Well, that'd be nice.
So,
I wonder if Heather Mills McCartney will be on there.
No, I reckon.
A man that got stung by a hornet and died.
Crikey. That must have hurt.
It must have
I guess. Done. There's an article here about hairdressing.
Oh, yeah.
This woman, they reckon that during your lifetime, on average, a woman will spend £37,000 having her hair done. Seems to me excessive.
Yeah.
And I'd say probably this year I spent more on my hair than ever before, because I have been having it cut regularly at proper hairdressers.
Yeah.
Still, it would be hard pushed to get up to that sort of figure. This woman, there's an article about a woman, Louise O'Connell, she has her hair done every 6 weeks, she's addicted to it, she spends a fortune. I mean, look at it though. I wouldn't say that looked particularly good.
No.
Particularly sleek.
And none of her past pictures look particularly good either.
No. Well, apparently we spend 41 minutes a day styling, restyling, and washing our hair. I would say maybe 4.1 minutes a day, average out at.
I would say...
Most days I'd spend maybe 41 seconds, but then I will wash it a couple of times a week, so yeah, that's going to bump up the average. So I reckon 4.1 minutes.
I'd say like once a week I wash my hair. Mm-hmm. So that'll take whatever it takes, and then I'll spend a bit of time straightening it. I'd say maybe 15 minutes a week. Because I have to straighten it.
Yeah.
But the rest of the week, I don't touch it. As you can see, it's a greasy little mess.
Apparently, we spend around £24 a month on shampoos, conditioners, and Stein products, and £300 a year on cuts and colours. Not us.
Nope.
Maybe we're just awfully cheap.
Well, most people, though, earn at least £10,000 more a year than we do.
If you never cut your hair, this is my favourite fact about hair. If you never cut your hair, it would grow to a length of 107 centimetres before falling out. They were very precise. And there's a picture of a family here who are in somewhere in India. Doesn't specify. It doesn't. They've sold their hair. They got £1.30 for it. It's three of them. The dad, two daughters, quite nice long hair. Then it gets made into extensions.
They actually look nicer without it, don't they?
Yeah, they do actually, but at the same time, that's a shame. They ain't got £1.30.
Dad's certainly more pop without it.
He is, yeah. It aged him before. Would you marry your father-in-law? Probably not.
No.
Apparently, it's illegal to marry an in-law or a parent-in-law. Yeah, because I mean, you read about it, you know, well, surely that really goes without saying that that's a taboo thing to do. Mm-hmm. But this. These people, they have applied for court orders and stuff, and they've got married. But now her son calls his granddad dad. There's something a little bit fucked up about that. That's why it's banned, for that sort of, you know, freaky reason.
There's been some news about sperm.
Okay.
And ejaculation. I thought I should cover it. Apparently 56% of men have trouble with premature ejaculation coming within 1 minute of having sex.
Now, I'm a little bit suspicious because you're not reading this from anywhere. It looks like you're reading it off the back of your hand.
No, I'm not. I've just learnt it.
Okay.
And there's a new drug out which is helping them to add an extra 45 seconds, making it 1 minute 45. And they're saying this is good, men will be able to last a little bit longer, meaning that the partners aren't going to be...
At the same time...
Partners are still going to be fucked off, I think. And also...
Spend the money on a vibrator.
Maybe what they should do is... Because, maybe the key is to have sex twice. First time round is going to be quick.
Yeah, just
second time round...
That's a bit longer.
Because it's harder for them the second time round if you try and do it very quickly. So that's why I say to all you men out there at the European Space Agency,
or your PEs out there,
with your with your radiation sickness in your cocks, the thing to do is to just have sex at least twice, maybe even three times, and that way she'll get a satisfaction. And that's the news.
Trans fats, they're bad for you. This is also in the Know magazine. It's there's four sorts of fat. Monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, saturated, and trans fat. Trans fat's the worst one. It's when they make vegetable oil solid, and then it goes really bad. And they've just kind of gone, oh, it's bad. And then all the supermarkets are banning it now. So Waitrose, I think, already have, and Marks & Spencer already have. Asda are going to get around to it. So the lesson
what
is there.
Can you find it in?
Cakes and biscuits, mainly. That sort of thing. But then here's Hunt the Trans Fat. This just made me laugh. In the corner, these products all contain hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated vegetable oils. But how do we know if they contain trans fats? Because you don't have to label it on the label, you see, whether it's a trans fat or whether it isn't. So you just have to say whether it's hydrogenated vegetable oil. And some of them do and some of them don't contain trans fat. And it's going, a clear statement in the list of ingredients would help. And they've just made a list of specific foods saying... These might contain it, but we don't know. I mean, basically, we've got insight here into what the In the Know people had in their lunchboxes that day that contained hydrogenated vegetable. I'll give you a list. Mm-hmm. Might as well. They've done it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it as well. Ginster's sausages. Ginster's Melton Mowbray buffet pork pie. Bird's instant custard mix. Cadbury picnic bar. Nor beef stock cubes. Linda McCartney sausages. Cadbury milk chocolate chunky muffin mix. McDougal's Tweeny Star Banana Rooney. Star Banana Rooney mini muffin mix. Angel Delight sachets. Mr. Kipling mini Battenbergs. Nestle Coffee Mate. Lion Bakewell tarts. Lion's Bourbon Whipped Creams. Mr. Kipling French Fancies.
Sounds like what we bring into
it. Just exactly like that. Always bringing Angel Delight sachets in.
Tell you what, I get from that. Right. Don't eat lard.
Don't eat like old shit.
Try not to. Help it. 5 million people in the UK work for a Victorian boss.
Really?
Apparently so.
What does that mean?
It means Victorian style working conditions.
Oh, what's it like up a chimney?
Chimney sweeps, that kind of thing. Getting
coachman.
Getting whipped, beaten, being fucked up the arse.
Is that Victorian?
Yeah.
I've got a fact for you. Mm-hmm. It kind of relates to what we talked about last week. You know when we were talking about how Tim Henman and Greg Radetzky were born on the same day?
Yes.
I found out that two people... What are you laughing at? Laughing at the horoscope.
I'm just laughing in general.
So I found two people were born a day apart, same year.
Yeah.
Right? And they've got a few similar qualities, but in other ways they're completely different.
Go on.
You have to try and guess who they are. Mm-hmm. You would both of them.
Right.
They're a bit homoerotic together, but they fight over the same girl. Not in real life.
Fictional.
Well, the actors who play them, not in the books. It's a book. It was a diary originally.
Anne Frank. Did she have a brother?
Probably, he's gorgeous.
Adrian Mole, I don't know, tell me.
Oh, Colin Firth and Hugh Grant, they were born a day apart from each other, the same year. Hell. What does that tell you about horoscopes, Miss Lena Barry? Don't know, but it's correct.
By the way, you said Miss Lena Barry.
Yeah.
Football violence.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, bad.
Is it quite an interesting phenomenon? There's been somebody killed over the weekend, which is a shame. It's weird though, I spoke to somebody about it quite recently, and he was saying, oh yeah, I used to do all the fighting, and say, but why, what's the thing of it? It's just, they enjoy it. That's part of what they do. And I would dismiss it outright as just brutal stupidity, to be honest, if it wasn't for the fact that the pop star that I respect...
Is it Paul Heaton?
It could be Paul Heaton, it might not be.
It is Paul Heaton.
Is a member of a football hooligan society and goes around doing football hooliganism as a hobby thing. And has done.
Would you put that on your CV?
It's weird. I think men maybe just need to
stupid
fight.
They probably do.
I don't know.
They're like wrestling and that sort of boxing, that sort of thing. Mm. It's a bit gay, if you ask me.
Gay.
Yeah. Anyway, we've gone off for 24 minutes.
Fucking hell, right. Shut up. Bye.
See you tomorrow.